Let me start with the text which is on the screen. This is the document which was adopted in 2014 by this committee, and it actually puts the national delegations can include up to 10 people. This is what it says. However, this let me again take it with some flexibility. This number. There can be some delegations which include some members from, let's say, embassies in the capital, which come and may come in more number than 10. This limitation, first of all, is there to understand, to give the countries the feel that not all members of the delegation might be necessary to be at the same time in the plenary. In Georgia, in Batumi, the limitation of space in the plenary room is not crucial, but still substantial. So this means that if there are too many members in every delegation, we might have to introduce some system of passes into the plenary room, and that's all. Otherwise, the limitation is only relevant to the total number of government booking for the hotel block reservation for the rooms. And that also can be, I mean, in a way flexible. Of course, not all 30 members of the delegation will be offered the place in the Sheraton, probably. But otherwise, you can bring more than 10 people with the understanding that there can be some stratification within the delegation. As for the private sector, you have an option to include private sector members in the delegation. This is possible, as well as NGO members and academia members, for instance. They also can be part of the delegation.